This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Straight to a story we've been following for you out of Dallas. Work crews showed up on the scene of a building on fire near downtown. When they got to the business on Harry Hines, they found a lot of smoke on the roof. The smoke could be seen for miles. They got it out. Investigators figured out workers used some kind of glue when working on the roof, and it caught fire. They tried using extinguishers, but the winds turned up to be too strong and the fire spread. Everyone is okay.
Attorney General Ken Paxton is now suing Dallas over Proposition R. Voters just passed the ballot saying police cannot arrest anyone or give them a ticket if they have as much as 4 ounces of pot. Paxton is calling it unconstitutional, and he keeps police from enforcing the drug laws in Texas. Now, this week, council members actually debated adding a clause pretty much saying they couldn't enforce Proposition R unless recreational marijuana does become legal in Texas. But they voted against it.
To make decisions in the back room at City Hall and come out here and make a vote that undoes the resounding mandate that came from our voters, to me, is not what we were elected to do.
Dallas tells us today it is aware of the suit and it will respond at what it's calling the appropriate time.
Matt Gaetz withdraws his name from consideration as attorney general. So could that leave an opening for the Texas attorney general?
As President-elect Trump reconfigures his metrics, Paxton may be a name toward the top of the list for U.S. attorney general. SMU political science professor Cal Gilson says Paxton has been lobbying for the job and may check two important boxes.
One is dedication to Donald Trump, and the other one is a willingness to take apart the existing structure of Washington, D.C. and the department that you're appointed to. So Paxton would fit that bill.
Paxton has sued the Biden administration over regulations. He's a staunch pro-life supporter, and he's even filed suit over the 2020 elections. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A North Texas company says oil and gas may drive our economy, but they're looking ahead to make sure that they're ready for the technology of the future.
Caterpillar moved its headquarters from Illinois to Irving in 2022.
We just moved here. I guess it's a bit of learning. It's a bit of finding out what do we have, what's in the community, what does the community have to offer.
Chief Sustainability Officer George Mubaya told the Irving Las Colinas Chamber they're working with Dallas ISD on STEM programs to get the next generation ready for jobs at the company. He says Caterpillar is using a lot of alternative fuels to meet demands in other countries. He says an energy transition might make people uncomfortable, but that can drive us toward solutions.
Be curious, right? As I take a look at it from a strategy perspective, I love asking questions. It drives my team absolutely nuts.
He says Caterpillar's got 1.5 million connected machines exchanging data, so they're also looking at the role artificial intelligence can play in organizing customer needs. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
State Board of Education gave an early approval to a new school curriculum. Lets teachers bring the Bible into elementary school classes. Well, there's another group that wants in. The president of the Universal Society of Hinduism says if the Bible is taught, other religions should be allowed to be taught as well, including that of his own religion. Rajan Zed says Hindu lessons are very ancient and could be incorporated as well.
All right, the holiday travel season has started. If you're going to the big DFW airport and you are going to be leaving out of Terminal B, watch out. B9 for TSA has a 20-plus minute wait. I highly recommend you go to B30, even if it's going to be a walk from your gate. Go to B30 to get through TSA more quickly. All right, and if you're going out of Terminal D out of DFW Airport, also avoid D18. That's also a 20-plus minute wait. D20 is going to be around 10 to 20 minutes, and make that D30 right now is closed, so you don't have too many options there. A lot of situations when it comes through our TSA. Total delays at DFW, 230, two cancellations. Getting through security at Love Field is going to take you less than 5 minutes, and there's only been 43 cancellations there. Excuse me, 43 delays there, four cancellations total.
1 year ago today, a small plane crashed into a busy strip center, killed the pilot. LZ McDonald told an air traffic controller he headed to Air Park Dallas had trouble finding it.
Okay, I have it located. What is your wind?
Current wind at Addison is 320 at 12, gust is 18.
Okay.
Seconds later, the plane crashed in a shopping center on West Park in Plano, half a mile from the airport. NTSB has still not finished its reports on this crash.
Time for the KRLD Cowboys Report. Well, the season is so bad for the Cowboys that it has some people worrying about the man at the helm of it all. That would be, of course, Jerry Jones. Known Cowboys hater Stephen A. Smith made these comments concerning the health of Jones following the latest loss and post-game comments.
I'm very concerned. There is slippage. And even though people didn't want to give me credit for it in the political stratosphere, I called that Biden matter about 9 or 10 months in advance. I'm telling you right now, when it comes to Jerry, this is slippage, y'all. Sunday right.
Calling a man Biden is fighting words for someone these days. Jones was asked about the comments on 105.3 The Fan.
He had asked me that question relative to the issue or the criticism that Biden had about his ability to function. I wish he'd follow me around every day. And he would say that I'm the busiest I've ever been in my life. Stephen A., and I'd love to have him. Just sit beside us for a day and make the rounds and have him listen to me, field the calls, and do the kinds of things we do. And he wouldn't be worried about me there. But I do appreciate his concern. And by the way, it is genuine.
He says despite Stephen A.'s hatred for America's team, they're good friends.
Well, America's team always plays on Thanksgiving Day, and they have every year since 1966. But some people now say they're tired of seeing the Cowboys on their TVs on Thanksgiving. An online gambling site looked at online comments from people all over the country to see which states have the most Cowboys fatigue. Ohio had the highest percentage of negative comments. It's 68%. Colorado, Wisconsin, and Louisiana all had numbers over 60%.
If you're just now joining us here on KRLD, we've been keeping you updated on some activity that's been happening at Mar-a-Lago. Social media was blowing up with posts about ambulances and Secret Service leaving there. And then we learned that there were actually motorcades for Vice President-elect J.D. Vance that were leaving Mar-a-Lago.
Get into the swing of holiday cheer at Coca-Cola's Classic Christmas. That's at Choctaw Stadium in Arlington. You can wander through dazzling light displays, glide on an ice rink, slide down snowy hills, and enjoy seasonal food and drinks. And Santa and Mrs. Claus will also be there on select nights. It's open from Friday through Sunday this weekend. The Lightscape event at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden is back. Their enchanting trail is almost entirely new this year. 80% new light installations. Experience millions of twinkling lights, seasonal treats, and Santa nights on select dates through January 5th with tickets starting at $16. At Bass Performance Hall, it's Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical. Whoville comes to life with vibrant sets and costumes inspired by the original illustrations. Narrated by Max the Dog, the story follows the Grinch as he plots to steal Christmas from the Whos. Tickets start at $44. It's playing through Sunday. In Fort Worth, the GM Financial Parade of Lights takes over downtown on Sunday night at 6. Its theme, Lights, Camera, Christmas. The parade features more than 100 illuminated floats, marching bands, and performers. A perfect family outing to kick off the season. Viewing is free, but reserve seats start at $15. It's not just holiday events. The Dallas Symphony Orchestra presents Beethoven and Mozart at the Meyerson Symphony Center, featuring Beethoven's Violin Concerto and Mozart's powerful Jupiter Symphony. A can't-miss event for classical music fans Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with tickets starting at $28. A huge weekend for country music fans. Little Big Town and Sugarland hit the stage at Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth on Friday night for their Take Me Home tour, featuring special guests, the Costellos. Tickets for Little Big Town and Sugarland start at $45. And in Dallas, country superstar Kacey Musgraves brings her Deeper Well World Tour to the American Airlines Center Friday and Saturday night. The 7-time Grammy winner performs new songs from her Deeper Well album alongside some of her greatest hits. Tickets for the shows start at $60. And that's what's happening around town. I'm John Little. You can find all these events and so many more on our website, krld.com/aroundtown.
One of the other things going on this weekend, remember Barbenheimer from last year? That's when Barbie and Oppenheimer both had became huge summertime hits. Well, this Thanksgiving, we get Glicked. That's Gladiator 2 and Wicked. Both films open tomorrow, and both should sell out the theaters during Thanksgiving. The prediction is Wicked could make up to $110 million this weekend. Gladiator 2 could bring in $65 million.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.